From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told supporters he hopes the latest inquiry into Democratic Hillary Clinton's private email server will mean justice can be delivered. Speaking to a crowd in Golden, Colorado Saturday, Trump said Clinton's corruption and dishonesty tear at the faith people have in their government.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Scrutiny of Clinton's email practices came back to the fore when FBI Director James Comey told Congress Friday that newly discovered emails are pertinent to the case. Comey did not give many details and no indication that the new trove of emails would change the FBI's decision last July not to prosecute Clinton for what he called her reckless handling of sensitive emails as Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, told supporters in Daytona Beach, Florida, that her campaign wants the FBI to reveal all of the details of its investigation.
It is pretty strange. It's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before an election. In fact, it's not just strange, it's unprecedented, and it is deeply troubling.
Clinton said voters deserve to get full and complete facts. She also criticized Republican Donald Trump for making up lies about this. She called on Trump to stop fear-mongering and, in her words, disgracing himself. This is VOA News. A new national poll released Saturday shows Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's lead over Republican Donald Trump narrowed significantly even before the FBI disclosed it has new evidence about her use of a private email server. The ABC News Washington Post tracking poll shows Clinton clinging to a slim 47-45% lead over Trump among likely voters. That's a dramatic decline from her commanding 50%-38% advantage less than a week ago. Icelanders are casting their ballots in a national election, with the Radical Pirate Party hoping to unseat the center-right government. Polls suggest the Pirate Party is vying with the center-right Independence Party to become the biggest group in Iceland's parliament. The election was called after the country's former prime minister resigned following protests that erupted when his offshore financial holdings were revealed in the Panama Papers scandal. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under the cover of airstrikes. They're trying to regain control of areas they lost to insurgents Friday in the northern city of Aleppo. The government had reported it pushed back a large attack on the south and western part of the city. However, rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said that insurgents had taken control of an entire suburb in the southwest corner of the city. Syrian rebels continued their efforts Saturday to shake Aleppo from the government siege as airstrikes hit the edges of the divided city. More than 275,000 people have been under siege in eastern Aleppo for months. Iraqi forces advanced into the town south of Mosul on Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields. They added that U.S. airstrikes disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. Iraqi officials on Saturday said a suicide bomber targeting Shiite pilgrims killed at least 7 people and wounded more than 20 in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group has repeatedly targeted Iraq's Shiite majority and security forces. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.